Secretary of State Warren Christopher met today in Paris with the Muslim, Croat, and Serb presidents of Bosnia. He urged them to assemble a cabinet and create a national assembly so the country can have a functioning government. And he tried to persuade them to respect the freedom of movement called for in the Dayton Peace Accords. Mr. Christopher met with the Bosnian leaders one day after the worst outbreak of fighting in Bosnia in the past 11 months. Mike O'Connor is reporting from Bosnia for the New York Times. He says that one of the incidents happened in the neutral zone of separation between the Bosnian Serb Republic and the Muslim Croat Federation.
Bosnian Serb police officers and possibly others armed themselves with weapons which are not allowed in that area, that is assault rifles, probably rifle grenades, possibly mortars, came in to dislodge a group of 30, 40, or 50 or so Bosnian Muslims who had gone into what they say were their old hamlet and spent the night there. The Bosnian Serb forces attacked the Muslims who claimed they were unarmed and probably were not as well armed as the Serbs, if armed at all. The IFOR troops then, the international troops there at that time, were Russians. This is happening in an American sector, but a Russian section of an American sector. The Russians simply got into their armored vehicles, closed the doors, let it happen, and when it was safe to leave, left in their armored vehicles. So if you can believe what the American officers say, the Russians did essentially nothing.
Along the zone of separation, have the IFOR troops ever intervened militarily in a situation like this?
They have detained a group of about 50 Serbian policemen who came to dislodge a group of probably lightly armed Muslims from a small town about 2 months ago. They detained those policemen. They took their weapons away. They froze that situation. And in the sense of firing weapons and coming low with helicopters, and that's what you mean by militarily, they've not done that. And in fact, yesterday they say that they did not fire their weapon.
Are you hearing from the IFOR people there any sort of fear that there could be a large scale military confrontation with the IFOR troops and either the Bosnian or the Muslim side?
No, it's unlikely that there would be a direct large-scale attack on them. They could get hurt incidentally. It's as if people are fighting in the same room you're in. Yeah, they may not be fighting you, but you could easily be hit with a chair that goes through the air.
Looking at the larger picture in Bosnia, as Secretary of State Warren Christopher is doing today in Paris, this issue of return has to be solved before there can be any sort of operative government there, yes?
Well, there can be what appears to be an operative government. You know, there are some diplomats here and foreign officials who would have you believe that, you know, we're one step away or maybe two or three steps away from an operating government already, because they look at institutions with offices and people sitting behind desks, and there are those sort of outward indicators of a functioning government. But the country's not going to be at rest, I don't think, until issues, very difficult issues like return of refugees, are solved. And that particular issue appears to be not much closer to being solved now than it was 11 months ago.
Mike O'Connor is reporting from Bosnia for the New York Times. He talked with us from Tuzla.